Before I Say Goodbye, by Mary Higgins Clark. Read by Valerie Leonard.
Prologue. 15-year-old Nell McDermott turned and began the swim back to shore. Her body tingled with youthful exhilaration as she looked about, taking in the glorious combination of the sun and the cloudless sky, the light, fresh breeze, the salty, foaming whitecaps breaking around her. She had been in Maui only an hour, but already had decided that she liked it better than the Caribbean, which for the past several years was where her grandfather had taken the family for their annual post-Christmas vacation. Actually, family seemed something of an exaggeration. This was the fourth year that their family had consisted of just her grandfather and herself. It had been 5 years ago when Cornelius McDermott, legendary congressman from New York, had been called off the floor of the House of Representatives to be given the news that his son and daughter-in-law, both anthropologists on an expedition in the Brazilian jungle, had died in the crash of their small chartered plane. He immediately had rushed to New York to pick up Nell at school. It was news that she had to hear from him. He arrived to find his granddaughter in the nurse's office, weeping.
When we were coming in from recess this morning, I suddenly felt that Dad and Mommy were with me, and that they had come to say goodbye to me, she told him as he held her. I didn't actually see them, but I felt Mom kiss me, and then Dad ran his fingers through my hair.
Later that day, Nell and the housekeeper who took care of her when her parents were away had moved into the brownstone on East 79th Street, the place where her grandfather had been born and where her father had been raised. Nell flashed briefly on these memories as she began her swim back to shore and to her grandfather, who was sitting in a beach chair under an umbrella, having reluctantly...